Hi, this is Jonathan from Lewis Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond, we can make the experience easy and stress-free. Not to mention, we can save you time and money. As a general manager, one of my roles is to hand-select every diamond that comes into our store. Don't shop alone. Come see me or one of my trusted advisors and find the perfect diamond today. Where Ann Arbor gets engaged, Lewis Jewelers.
Welcome into another episode of the Wolverine.com Recruiting Podcast. I'm your host, EJ Holland. If you are not a subscriber to the Wolverine.com, there's a lot going on in the recruiting world around Ann Arbor. So make sure to subscribe. $1 for 1 year gets you full premium access to all the latest recruiting information, team information, and our great message board, The Fort. Today, again, big news. Collins Anchiapong, four-star edge out of California, gave Michigan a verbal commitment. Huge land, literally. Collins is a massive human being at 6'8", 250 pounds. I mean, the dude is just so impressive on the hoof. I actually had a chance to go out to Los Angeles in the spring. And the reason I, you know, had a lot of Collins information is because I saw him so early. So I went out there, it was very early spring. I want to say it was early March, again, for the Under Armour camp in Los Angeles. And at the time, he didn't even have a Michigan offer. And I saw him, and I was like, who is this gigantic kid? And then he went through drills, and I was like, okay, this kid can actually move around and do stuff. And, you know, it was obviously, it ended up being Collins, and I wrote that he should be a guy that Michigan should target and offer. He actually picked up a Michigan offer not too long after that, came in for an unofficial visit in late spring while Michigan was going through spring ball, returned for an official visit in the summer, and Michigan was able to get a silent commitment. But that wasn't the end of the recruitment. There were a lot of twists and turns, which I'll get to in a second. But just to continue to add on Collins as a player, Michigan absolutely loves him as an edge guy. He originally came over to the United States from Ghana to pursue a basketball dream, ended up switching over to football, had a really standout year in his first year playing the sport. Then his high school shut down the football program during the COVID pandemic. Hasn't played in a couple of years, so still really raw from a technical standpoint, but he's been training at a private facility in Anaheim where he works with trainers that actually work with NFL players in the area. So he's really come along from a body development standpoint. I think since I saw him in the early spring, he's added about 25 pounds. So I think he was about 225, 230 there, and now he's about 250, 255. So he's developing his body, and I'm not concerned about his body development at all, considering Michigan has arguably the best director of strength and conditioning in the country, Ben Herbert. So his upside is massive. Yes, he is still raw technically. He hasn't played a ton of football, but his upside is crazy. He has some of the biggest ceiling in the entire country. So this is a tremendous land for Michigan. And then to continue with his actual recruitment. Michigan was able to earn a silent commitment on his official visit in the summer. He's a kid that really valued Michigan's development, academics. He just saw Michigan as a great fit overall, but he didn't make it public at that time. He took an official visit to Miami to close out the month of June, and Miami did a great job of pitching him on NIL. You know, Collins actually delayed his announcement, which we'll get to hear from when we take fan questions. And it turned into a little bit of a nervous situation for Michigan, but the Wolverines were able to win him over in the end. Both defensive line coach Mike Elston and defensive coordinator Jesse Minter played big roles in this recruitment down the stretch. They worked overtime over the last couple of weeks. The support staff did a great job. So again, Ben Herbert did a great job with his presentation on strength and conditioning. Director of player development Chris Bryant did a great job on his presentation during the official visit. And with NIL becoming a factor in this recruitment, personnel assistant Connor Stallions, who handles a lot of the financial aspects of the team in terms of financial education with NIL, did a great job on giving Collins some advice on the long-term play at Michigan. So this was truly a transformational win over the transactional things that are going on in college football right now. So I think Jim Harbaugh's message of transformational over transactional came through in this recruitment, and Michigan was able to land Collins. And there's a ton of excitement, not only because of the way the recruitment played out, but because they feel like they can develop this kid into the next kind of first round draft pick, like an Aiden Hutchinson or Quiddy Pay or David Ojabo, who should have been a first round draft pick. So great land on and off the field. Just my interactions with Collins have been great too. I think he's a great kid. I think he's a Michigan kid all the way, and he's going to be a tremendous program fit. Our producer Trevor Ritchie is in the background, and he's going to pull up some comments from our great users over at the Fort message board on the Wolverine. Let's go ahead and take our first comment from Owen S. And he says, let's go, with a bunch of M emojis, 6'8", 250, and playing elite competition next year. So like I mentioned,
hi, this is Jonathan from Lewis Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond, we can make the experience easy and stress-free. Not to mention, we can save you time and money. As a general manager, one of my roles is to hand-select every diamond that comes into our store. Don't shop alone. Come see me or one of my trusted advisors and find the perfect diamond today. Where Ann Arbor gets engaged, Lewis Jewelers.
Collins hasn't played football for a couple of years. He played lower level competition at Fairmont Prep. He is transferring to Rancho Santa Margarita, which actually plays in the Trinity League. And if you follow high school football, you know that the Trinity League is the toughest league in the entire United States of America, not just the West Coast. It also features premier programs such as Modern Day and St. John Bosco. So we'll really get to see Collins in action against some of the best competition nationally. I'm super excited to head out to the Los Angeles area this fall to see him live in action. I think he's one of the more fascinating recruits, and how Collins performs after not playing football for a couple of years against this level of competition, which is the absolute best at the high school level, will tell us a lot about where he is right now and what he can become in the future. So I know Collins is very excited to get the pads on. He was originally supposed to sit this year as well and continue to train at his facility. He just literally transferred a few weeks ago, so he's getting going with his team, and he's excited to get back on the field. So very happy for Collins, and Michigan fans should be excited to pull up some broadcast streams this fall and watch him in action against those powerhouses. And now we're going to go back to our producer, Trevor Ritchie, who's going to bring up our next comment from one of our great users at the Fort, and that is Sam L17, who says, huge close by the staff to delay the announcement. So yeah, that was a big part of this recruitment. So as I said, Anchimpong originally delayed his commitment, which was set for early July. And since all the predictions were trending towards Michigan, those that weren't really closely following all the reporting thought it was bad news. Like, oh no, he's not going to commit to Michigan. He's going to commit to Miami. That wasn't the case at all. It was great that he delayed. Had Collins actually decided on that day, I do think that the pick likely would have been Miami due to their big NIL push. But, I kind of made that point on Twitter. If you've been following our reporting, this is great news for Michigan. Michigan did a terrific job down the stretch during the last couple weeks with Mike Elston and Jesse Minter, talking to him all the time. The support staff did a great job, from Herbert's strength and conditioning presentation to Connor Stallions, who's a personnel analyst who handles a lot of the financial education in terms of NIL and athletes on the team. He was involved in talking to Collins and kind of laying out the long-term benefits of going to a program like Michigan as opposed to Miami. So the staff did everything they could and attacked it from all angles and did a great job of not only getting him to delay, but as Sam L17 pointed out, closing with a win in this commitment. So Collins really embodies the transformational over transactional message that Jim Harbaugh has been spreading this offseason. This is a guy that had a legitimate NIL push from Miami and left it on the table to take on the transformational aspect that Michigan is offering. I think Collins understands that with Michigan's plan to try to get all players on the team paid who have a quote unquote base salary plus the deals he'll be able to earn. And Valiant Management Group does a terrific job of getting deals for the players on the team. And so they were able to kind of show him, you know, what Valiant has done so far, what the plan is to get players on the team paid, just the global brand of the University of Michigan, how guys can benefit long-term, the support system, where they teach guys how to invest and do different things like that, I think all move the needle for Collins. And I, at the end of the day, I think his heart was with Michigan. I think he truly did choose the transformation over the transaction, which was really awesome to see just covering this recruitment. We'll go back to our producer, Trevor Ritchie, who is bringing up another comment, and this one comes from Kind of Blue. And he says he's got all of that upside and he's going to be at the best place in the country to develop it at his position. Yes, please. So, yeah, Michigan has had quite a bit of success with edge guys, defensive line guys. I mentioned Aiden Hutchinson, Quiddy Pay, David Ajabo. And what was really cool was Quiddy Pay actually has been talking to Collins, and they've kind of developed a friendship with Quiddy giving him a lot of advice on the University of Michigan and the recruiting process and development and things like that. So it's cool seeing former Michigan players give back to Michigan by helping out on the recruiting trail. But I think Collins has an opportunity to really learn from Mike Elston. And even though Elston wasn't here last year, and you also have a new DC with Minter taking over for Mike McDonald, who went over to the Baltimore Ravens, I think Elston has a great track record of developing defensive linemen, and he's also known as one of the best talent identifiers in the country on the recruiting trail. So if Elston is taking Collins based on upside, that means he sees a lot in what Collins can become. And so I think we should trust the evaluation there. And me seeing Collins in person as well, I can say that I wholeheartedly agree with Elston. And then Elston's track record for developing developing edge rushers and defensive linemen, is tremendous. So I do think that Collins is going to benefit a lot from being at Michigan, which has historically been great at producing edge guys. And with Elston's track record, I think it kind of offers him an opportunity to really, really hit that ceiling. And if Collins can hit that ceiling, that and he has that David Ajabo type ceiling, I mean, we're talking about a potential first round draft pick. So really excited to see what Collins can become at the University of Michigan. But overall, I think this is a great land on and off the field. And I think Collins himself, you know, if obviously everything goes as planned and he signs with Michigan, Collins himself can be a recruiting tool for the University of Michigan because he can tell potential recruits next year once he signs his letter of intent, or even while he's recruiting for this class, because he does plan on being a vocal leader. I think he can tell recruits, hey, I really did choose transformation over transaction. And so that's going to be really awesome to hear as well as he recruits other players to Michigan. So that's our time, guys. We appreciate you for joining. As always, subscribe to thewolverine.com right now. Just $1 for 1 year for all of our premium insider information.